3, 2, 1.
Live from Pasadena, California, it's The Gathering. Here's your host, Sky.
What is up, everybody? Welcome back to The Gathering. Nerds, nerdettes, boys and girls, ladies and gentlemen, welcome. And thank you for joining us on this fine evening. I am the host of The Gathering. My name is Sky, and I never gather alone. We have Oscar.
Wes, going on tonight?
What's up, Oscar? We have Daniel back in the saddle again. What's up, Daniel?
What's up, everyone? Good to be back again.
And Derek.
What's up, dude?
What's up? Before we get to any business tonight, we had a very special day this week. One of the members of The Gathering actually celebrated a birthday. And
What's up, The Gathering? Who let the dogs out?
Who let the dogs out?
And that would be Derek, who let the dogs out. Derek, happy birthday, man. How was it?
Thanks, man. I appreciate that. You know, with some strange reason, I don't really like celebrating my birthday. I kind of just treat it like as another day. Like, I don't like going all out.
Yeah, sure. Well,
I don't really like people. No, I'm really, I ain't like you guys having a birthday week. I literally like just went to the gym and went to it and out. And that was it on my birthday.
Oh, you lied to me. You said you were going to go eat Korean barbecue.
I ate Korean barbecue Saturday. Or no, Friday. Sorry.
No, you lied. I won't forgive you.
Hey, you know what though? Birthdays are fun, man. It just, you know, really just depends on the day of the week, what's going on, you know, if shit's good, if shit's bad. So, but did you have a nice birthday? Guys? Oh, by the way, Derek, I did get a special message for your birthday. Hold on. Let's play this. Cool.
Let's get that. Yeah, let's do it. Happy birthday, bro.
Go out and screw some girls and eat some cake. You ever heard of Steel Panther?
Oh, dude. Hell yeah. No way. Steel Panther?
Yeah. I thought when they said, go out and screw some girls and eat some cake.
Eat some cake.
I was like,
they get me.
Perfect.
Fantastic.
I was like, sometimes you just come across something, you're like, oh, this is perfect for him. So anyways, happy birthday, Derek. Glad Steel Panther was able to make it better for you.
Thank you.
So actually, I'll start with you tonight, man. I know your birthday was this week, but how was your week? Uh-huh. Anything? Any cool finds? What's going on with you, man?
So this week, mostly gym and eating chicken and fish. So that was pretty boring until it became like my actual birthday, which was Thursday. You know, still went to the gym and then in and out, ate that. The next day was Friday. So then the next day I had went to Los Angeles because we were going to the Tastes of Universal.
Oh, you went to that?
Yeah. So it was a sneak peek of some of the horror mazes for Halloween Horror Nights with some Beetlejuice theme treats and stuff. But the thing is, we didn't get in because whoever planned it thought it was on the city walk itself, not in the actual like theme park. So we kind of just went all the way over there just to like walk the city walk. And we got that butterbeer I think it's butterbeer and like the chocolate frog, but like it's good, but it's like so overpriced. You're basically playing for like a root beer.
Yeah.
Like a root beer float. Yeah.
Butterbeer is kind of fucking good though, dude. It's really good.
You like it?
Yeah. Really? It's like butterscotch soda.
What way did you have it? Like frozen, normal?
I had it normal. A couple years ago, actually, I was going to Halloween Horror Nights and my daughter came out to visit. So we went to Halloween Horror Nights and got the day night pass and went to there first and then went to Horror Nights after. So it was cool.
Okay.
And I had that.
I was going to go to Harry Potter. Yeah. So after that, we went to Mystics Museum's Camp Horror Exhibition, which is just like a Evil Dead mixed with Friday the 13th store theme. Mm-hmm. And I bought like $200 worth of like horror merch. I got a new rug, pillows, blankets, tap, like, you know, those things you hang on your wall, socks, all that stuff. And then we went to the side exhibition, which was Slashback Movies, which is like an 80s, 90s themed segment in the back, which is like videotapes, both behind the counter.
Okay, you sent me a picture of that. So can you actually buy that stuff or?
No, you can't buy it, but you could like, you know, touch it and take photos of everything in there.
Oh, that's pretty sick. What is it? That's in, you said it's in Burbank, right?
Yeah, that's in Burbank.
Okay. I've never seen this place. Like I've driven Burbank a million times. I've actually never seen it.
Yeah, I never seen it either. So it was kind of like shock. It's like literally next to Boulevard Tacos. Same block as
Yeah, you know what, I think I know where is it across the street from that really, really cool you should have probably went in there. There's a building over there and they have a whole bunch of collectibles inside. It used to be an old it's a huge mm-hmm. building. It's an old bank.
They have collectibles. Like, I didn't know about that.
Right across the street, dude. It's super sick, actually.
Well, I should have gone there as well. But like the actual store itself is kind of like the store that you have to go in to actually get into. It's just kind of like whatever. Nothing really that cool, but it's all about that expedition or exhibit in the end.
So, and this is on Magnolia in Burbank if you live in California. And what was it called? Yeah. One more time.
It's called Slashback Videos.
Slashback Videos. Well, what's the name of the store that it's in? Because you said that's like more museum.
Mystic Museum.
Mystic. Okay. Sweet.
Yeah. Yeah. So that was pretty cool. We were there for like a good like 2 hours and stuff. Then we went to Korean barbecue, had some Korean party. It had that Capri Sun Soju, which is pretty good. And then that was it. Yeah. And then today, just hang out. Nothing really that much. Hang out.
Nice. It's kind of hot in LA today. So it's kind of.
Suck LA.
Yeah. LA sucks. Yeah.
That was my week.
Well, cool, man. Glad you had a good birthday week, since you don't celebrate a birthday. Derek made it very clear he doesn't celebrate a birthday week, and it just sounds like he did. So
you're it was just like 2 days.
Yeah, I don't celebrate my birthday, but 2 days of partying, having a good time.
Right? All right, Oscar. There was Oscar, everybody. Oscar, how's your week going, man? What's up with you?
Pretty good. Ken. Interesting week. On Tuesday, I found the ring for the one, so I bought it down, put a nice little penny on it, put it down it.
Sorry, I just when you brought that up, I listened to last week's podcast and I just shut the fuck up. Is this a gathering? Isn't this a gathering podcast or a nerd podcast?
I heard it. And like, fuck, it sounded like such an asshole. I didn't come off that way. That was like planned. No, I didn't mean it like a big old asshole.
I know you were just trying to kick around and just pick a phone with me. No, but
go for it. Sorry.
That's the humor though of it. Like, it's gonna be funny because like, looking back a bit, like, I can say, like, I was telling the podcast about me finding the ring, and this asshole over here just says, "What about this?" They're talking about nurse stuff. So, but that's cool though. It's a good story to reminisce about. But no, I found the ring and I'm happy with it. It's beautiful. So I'm really grateful that I found it for the good price. What I did.
Congratulations. And,
thank you. And today I actually went to Frankincense in the morning. I saw some Yu-Gi-Oh cards. I saw the
cards. Why don't you? You're okay, Derek. Thank you for inviting me the last time you went. But Oscar never sends out a text and letting us know he's going. Right?
I went at 7 in the morning. Would you wake up at 7 in the morning to be there?
Yes. Like 6 in the morning. Oh.
Well, I don't know. You guys would have been down, but I went. I sold a couple cards. Came out with $1,000 of selling cards.
You bought or you sold?
No, I sold. Wow. I came up on $1,000. I had a lot of cards that are worth $80 to $90, and I had like three a piece, plus like other cards that were worth like $5 to $10 to $20. So it just added up, and I just walked out with $1,000. It's like, thank you very much.
Wow. Yeah, I just found out a video game I used to have, and I don't remember whatever happened. It's a game called Chiller. and it was on the NES, and it's an old, like, super, like, YouTube this video game. It's really old, but you, Derek, you'd love it because you would shoot, like, you're shooting in, like, a graveyard and shooting hands and shooting zombies and shooting stuff, and then you go into, like, a laboratory and you're shooting the skin off of, like, this is an old arcade game that ported over to the NES, right? Mm-hmm.
Oh, I think I know which one you're talking about. There's like a dungeon level, right, with people like in chains.
And yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I've heard of this game.
Oh my gosh, dude. But I was like, oh, you know, let me look out. I remember playing this game. I think I had it on the NES. Dude, it's like $700. For that fucking game, dude. It might be cheaper, but like there wasn't any more cheaper on there. Maybe there's some overpriced EBMs, but oh, I love that game, dude. I used to play that game all the time. And more so because the little pervy in me used to like to shoot
little
this.
Little perv in you?
Yeah. You see, when you YouTube it, you'll see why. When I was a kid, if you like any kind of skin, you'd be like, oh, this is cool. A video game like for kids, like you'll see why. Just YouTube the game. It's a trip. It's called Chillers, and it was on NES. All right. Coach. Daniel, what's up with you, man? Oh, no, Oscar, are you done?
Yeah, I'm done. That's all. Just pretty much that's an interesting day.
All right, cool. What about you, Daniel? I know Daniel was gone last week, so let's hopefully we'll figure out why he was gone. He didn't tell any of us. Yeah. He just left us and left us all by our lonesomes.
I didn't care. I didn't want to do anything. I'm doing it to you guys. Just kidding. Went out off-roading, some overlanding.
Nice.
Went up to Alabama Hills/Lone Pine. And it was pretty cool. We got a lot of cool sightseeing, and we went to, what was that? Do you know that base where they kept all the people from Pearl Harbor? I don't want to say like be racist or anything, but that place over there.
I actually didn't know that was up there. They actually have a. It's a camp. They were concentration camps, I
believe. Camp. Yeah, that's where it was.
Oh wow!
And then it's a museum now, and then it shows where everybody stayed, and they had a baseball field, and they had a basketball court there on dirt, and they had a basketball court there. So we were shooting basketball there.
So that was actually a camp that they used during World War II up there.
Yeah, that's where they kept everybody there. It's called the Manazara National Historic Site.
Oh, yeah, check that out one day. That's cool. I didn't know that.
They had a bunch of blocks, like, where all the people would stay. Like, it's cool because they had a basketball court made out of wood, and that's from there. It's been there since Pearl Harbor, and they put a little basketball out there so you can start shooting around. It's pretty cool. So we're shooting there.
Wow, okay.
And then we found this cool mine up in Lone Pine that it's like you can literally drive your car in and it's a mile deep and it's pitch black, dude. If you turn off all your lights, you don't see anything.
Oh, that was
freaking. And then there's different offshoots, so it's like you can get lost in there easy.
Hey, who tickles me?
Like, who tickles me? The hills have eyes. The hills have eyes. Oh, yeah. Like totally scenario.
That's exactly like that. Where that shit would happen to. That's exactly where it would go down.
That, and then we found another minery that you had to hike up. Oh my god, I'm so out of shape that like walking up that freaking mountain was such a pain, but it was so worth it when you got to the top. It was like crazy view. And
did you go inside the mine?
Wood stuff there, huh?
Could you go in the mine, or was it not accessible?
It's not accessible no more, but they had the outside part of it, you know, where they dump all the rocks and like everything, so it has like all connected.
Yeah,
what did they have? That beast.
Man beast in there.
Man beast. You know, there's a mine up in the Angeles Crest. You can actually walk in, and you can go pretty deep, and it's pretty freaky. But
it's pretty freaky.
I think when I went to hike with Sky and the producer, that's when I realized I was so out of shape. After I took that dump, I was so out of breath. I was like, oh.
From taking a dump? You're out of breath from taking a dump, man beast, or what?
Yeah, I told you, because when we got like literally to the end, that's when I had to take the dump, and I took it, and I was so out of breath afterwards. I was like, I'm out of shape.
Well, you've been going to the gym. You should be pretty good now.
Well, now I did, but before then I wasn't, and that's when I was like, oh, yeah, you know, I did a harder hike than this. I could do it.
Yeah, but it's all like some hikes, man, are just so slowly, like that little slow gain, and you don't even know it, and it depends on the altitude, you know?
Mm-hmm. I agree. Mm-hmm. But other than that, it was good. It was a really cool, needed trip. It was just my dad and my brother-in-law and my nephew. So it was really cool. A little getaway, boys getaway in a sense.
Oh, that's fun.
Camped out there.
That's fun. That's cool. I mean, it's always good to get out of Dodge a little bit. I'm just using a Western reference because Alabama Hills, they actually used to film a lot of Westerns up there back in the day.
They filmed Iron Man there.
Oh, did
you know the? Yeah, you know the
opening
the Iron Man, the first one, he does the Jericho missiles.
Uh huh.
Those are the mountains right there.
Oh, are they really? Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah,
that's pretty cool.
Yeah, so that's the background they use for there.
Oh, I gotta watch that again. I actually just heard that I was doing a little YouTube dive, and have you ever been to the Valley of the Fire up north of Vegas?
Yes, I have been there.
They actually filmed the original Beastmaster up there. I didn't know that. Oh, they had a lot of scenes up there. Most of it was filmed near Simi Valley, and no general location, but it was mostly filmed up there. But they had a lot of scenes that were filmed out at the Valley of the Fire.
And that's
also
pretty cool.
And Star Trek Generations was also filmed there too. So it's kind of cool when I don't know why I love to like visit places and find places where.
Supposedly, right there in Alabama Hills, that area, it's Star Wars. There's some parts of Star Wars was filmed there too.
I can see that 100%.
Yeah, that's it for me though. That was a fun trip, definitely.
Cool, man. Well, I'll be quick so we can get through the majority of this podcast. My week was chill. Work was rough, and I'm playing a lot of old NES and SNES games, and I can't wait to get you guys over and fire it up. And I did. And Derek, I knew I had it somewhere, and what was it? The N64, baby.
Nice.
But it was. I was like, why? I have games for this. I don't understand. I have boxes for it, and I have the old Rogue Squadron, which is sitting behind me here, in the studio, and the box fit. And I couldn't find the game, and I finally found it. And then Racer. I still got to get the game for Racer, but I still have the box. So just having fun doing that. I wanted to get out to go see Derek so we can go a little retro shopping out there, but I don't know. I was like, oh man, this weekend's gonna be a little busy for me, so there's no way I can do it.
Oh, boo.
Boo, I know. All right. Well, I think that's it, man. I say we dive in a little bit, unless you guys got some other news you want to share. No? No. Bueller?
Good.
Bueller?
Nerd! News!
Well, to start off nerd news tonight, I found out some, I didn't know this was happening until I saw this trailer, and I'm super excited about this because I love this comic book series. It was a 12-part comic book series, basically to go by each month of the year. It was called The Long Halloween. If you've never read this comic book series, this Batman comic book series, it is literally one of the best comic book reads ever. I love it. And it goes 12 months. It goes, there's a holiday killer in there. No spoilers. I won't tell you who it is, but that's how this thing goes. And I actually thought that the next Batman movie was going to be based on this, and I guess it's not. So it's kind of cool that we're still getting a animated series based on this amazing, amazing graphic novel. Sit back, relax, and enjoy part of the trailer. And it actually takes a couple seconds to get in. So I'll delay.
I can't really be a lawyer and a criminal, can I? I want to win, but do I want to win like this? I'm of two minds here.
So it's a coin flip. Johnny Vitti was murdered tonight. Falcone crime family has to be taken down.
There's only room for one homicidal maniac in this town.
Why are you running?
You could use a little fun.
I thought you didn't hurt people!
You thought wrong.
You still have... It's actually a pretty sick trailer. Look for it. Batman The Long Halloween. Have any of you guys read this comic book series? This 12 book arc?
I have not.
I'm
the YouTube
story in it.
Yeah.
You actually did you hear the entire YouTube story on it?
Yeah.
Isn't it a pretty sick comic book? Like I it's one of my favorites actually.
Yeah, it's really good. A good twist.
I like how everybody's in it though.
Yeah, everybody's in it. Mm-hmm. Like, I thought it was actually the coolest part. Like, everyone, every Batman villain and just character.
Rogues Gallery, yeah.
Yeah. I give it to DC. Their live action movies are eh, but their animated and comics are on point.
That is very true. And it's been like that for a long time. So, cool. Moving on. Have you guys seen the new Loki trailer?
Yes.
I have not.
Yeah, God, you got to check it out, Oscar. We'll get into the Falcon and Winter Soldier in a minute. I haven't asked the guys who's seen it and who didn't yet. I did. Hopefully, I don't spoil too much for them. But this Loki trailer, Marvel knows what they're doing. They pull me in, like they just make me go. Yeah, dude. I'm like, Loki. It'll be what? Yeah. Oh shit! Here's
they
a quick.
Don't forget the balls.
Yes. They did. They tickle. All right, I'm going to play this really quick, and then we can talk about it.
I know what this place is. The timekeepers have built quite the circus. And I see the clowns are playing their parts to perfection. Big metaphor guy. I love it. Makes you sound super smart.
I am smart.
I know.
Okay.
Okay.
Please sign to verify this is everything you've ever said.
This is absurd.
Sign this too.
There's about a minute 30 left in that trailer. I won't bore everyone with it because I know you can't see it. But basically, it looks like he's recruited to help fix reality. Right? Is that what I'm getting from this trailer?
Yeah, because of the timeline messed up after he took the Tesseract, I believe.
Yeah.
But so let's talk about the real star. Let's talk about Owen Wilson.
I know. You can hear his voice in it. That's so cool, right?
Hansel.
It's gonna be sick, man. I'm looking forward to that. Okay, other than that, no more clips to play, but G.I. Joe Snake Eyes, the movie, it got moved from October to July 23rd. I wasn't even aware, God, I'm out of the loop, that this was coming out. And I didn't know, dude. I'm so excited. Like, it's a hunt for he's hunting for the murder of his father, and he basically goes trains with the ninja clan for part of this movie. Excuse me, and I'm in, dude. I love Snake Eyes. Favorite G.I. Joe.
So it's gonna be quiet the whole movie or something.
Silent film.
You know what? I think he's quiet, if I remember correctly, and if I'm not, you know, like, please let me know. But he's quiet because
playing him.
I actually. The article said it. I didn't write his name down, but it's not. I don't think it's someone who's known. But isn't he quiet out of like respect? Because
he took a vow.
Yeah, he took a vow. So it's not like he can't speak. It's just because he took a vow. So he might be speaking in this movie and take the vow at some point during it. You know,
which would be cool. Who was the other ninja, the white one?
Storm Shadow.
His brother.
That's his brother.
That one was dope. Storm Shadow was sick. I mean, Snake Eyes had that cool armor, but dude, Storm Shadow didn't give a fuck. My boy was just killing people left and right.
Dude, you've seen my collection of G.I. Joe here, right? You've seen the original
Snake Eyes. Oh, you mean that giant shelf in the back?
Yeah. No, not this one over here. That one over there, baby.
yeah.
My big shelf. You know what I'm talking about. So I'm excited for this. Are you guys G.I. Joe fans, right? Or kind of before your time?
How do you know who's the bad guys? I get confused until I hear
Cobra.
Like, there they are.
Who else? What other terrorist organization comes running in saying your name? Like, hey, guess what? We're coming.
Brand recognition, Sky. Yeah. Brand recognition.
I know.
Team Rocket for Pokemon.
The other news, and I'm really excited about this. They, from what I heard, everyone by now in the world has heard Disney's opening at the end of April. Tickets actually go on sale next week. For those of you who don't know, you can get them, I believe, starting April 15th. So,
did you see the prices on those things?
Yeah, what, $150 and $200? something like that.
Yeah, jeez. But what's the tier system? You know about that?
No.
So, I don't know. It's like tier one, it's like 150 for like a park hopper. But you get tier five is 1 day park hopper, but for two something. But what's the tier system then?
Ooh, I don't know. That'd be something we can report next week. I actually don't know.
Ooh, yeah, that's kind of weird.
Yeah, and more nerd news next week. Stay tuned. Well, breaking news that's not really breaking next week on this. But
it's only for people in California, guys. Sorry.
I know. Oh, actually, it's kind of crazy. I got another piece of information for people from California if they happen to be first responders. But the Avenger Campus, they're going to open it in June. They actually announced that. That's actually super cool. So I'm very excited about that. And there's a Spider-Man ride that we talked about before that's going to be opening in June as well. But I did hear if you go in April, you can actually walk around the campus. It's just none of the rides will be open. Now, I'm not sure if this is correct, but that would be kind of cool. You can walk around the campus. And I don't know yet. I'm debating if I would want to go right away. I think I miss Disney so much that I would just spend like a shitload of money to go.
Yeah, I think it's reverse psychology for me because I've always had it accessible to me. I was like, but now that it's been closed, I'm like, I want it.
Right? I can't have you, but I want you now.
Exactly. I need it.
Yep.
Walkthrough.
Sky, cool. I mean, you're a big Disney fan or a Disneyland fan. So if you go back to the reopening, what is the first ride you're actually going to go on?
Well, it depends.
The shortest line.
Yeah, the shortest line. It depends what's open. Yeah, you know, my favorite rides.
Let's say like your favorite one is open. Like you, this is the one that you got to go to, and by miracle, it's open.
Probably Star Tours. I would Star Tours or Indiana Jones. I think those are great rides. I actually am a huge fan of Pirates as well. I love Pirates of the Caribbean. I think that's a ride I missed the most because that's. It's just a relaxing ride. It brings back so many memories. It's fun, you know. That song gets in your brain the rest of the day, and it's like a great song to have in there. You know, I just feel bad for anyone their last trip to Disneyland if they went on Small World, and that was their last ride they got to go on at Disneyland before it closed down. And that's all they can remember. Like that would suck because that ride is balls.
Good display.
Good display, thanks. Moving on. Actually, what would be the first ride you guys would go on?
Haunted Mansion.
Haunted Mansion, yeah.
Same.
Daniel?
I'd probably Space Mountain. Yes. I think I enjoy Space Mountain.
I like Space Mountain a lot. I love that ride. I like it when they do so many different things with it. Like it's.
I like it when they had the hot chili peppers playing. That was pretty cool.
Yeah. What did they call that? There was a. What was that for? Do you remember?
No, I don't remember.
That was for I like the Galaxy of Horror or whatever.
Yeah, for Halloween.
Yeah.
Sure.
It's actually cool. It's like Ghost Galaxy. I think they call it Ghost Galaxy. All right. So Oscar had some really cool. Maybe even more important breaking news in Disneyland because it's also theme park related about Elon Musk. So, Oscar, take it away.
Sorry.
I caught him mid-smoke. Sorry. Let's try that again. Oscar, take it away.
Oh, sorry. In 1993, a classic movie came out, Jurassic Park. Everyone's in Jurassic Park, right?
Yeah.
What's that? No, I just fucked it with you. Yeah.
I mean, if let's say dinosaurs were real and you would be able to, like, let's just say you'll be able to control one or, like, kind of train one to not hurt you. What kind of animal or dinosaur you'll get?
That sounds like a what if question.
Yeah.
I just want to ask because this is just pertaining to what we're talking about, what I'm going to talk about.
I don't know. I think any animals, like unless they're a dog, and even dogs will turn on you. So,
yeah, they'll eat you when you die.
Yeah, dogs, cats too, man.
Yeah, cats are known for that,
dude, and goldfish as well.
I mean, if I could have as a pet and that will never harm me, I'll get a Forrest's raptor. Those little fools that just go hunt as a team and come back, you know, like dominance.
Yeah, you'd pick the most deadly dinosaurs out there. Like, I'll take these
pets. Of the dinosaur world.
But like I said, if it doesn't harm me, like if I'd be able to train it and doesn't harm me in any way, then why not? I'll be a good guard dog and a good house sitter. Like, anyone tries to break in, well, you suck. Anywho, this. All right, so Elon Musk and his partner tweeted out. His partner's name is Max Odank. And then he just tweeted out saying, "We could probably build a Jurassic Park if we wanted to. Wouldn't it be genetically authentic?
Genetically dinosaur, authentic? Yeah, would it be genetically authentic? It would not be.
No, it would not. But it would take 15 years of breeding and engineering.
And they would get some form of dinosaur.
Yeah, some type of dinosaur. It won't be exactly that like a dinosaur, but it would be some type of engineered, exotic novel of a dinosaur.
Here's my little lizard.
Look, guys, we have a lizard over here.
Lizard.
Derek, would you go to that park? Knowing what you know now.
They made like 5 movies already describing how that's already a bad idea. Let's give artificial intelligence free reign. That's a good idea.
Yeah. The guy who played the fly? Jeff Goldblum. Yeah. What did he say? Life finds a way.
Yeah. We thought never took the reason why it wouldn't be a good idea. So.
Oh, he's great in that movie. Are they coming? Are they all coming back for the next one?
That's what I hear. That he's gonna come back as he. I think he actually has like a role in it instead of like a little cameo.
Oh, that'd be kind of cool. And then what's the other two are coming back too, right?
Dr. Graham.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I didn't realize this, and I'm sorry, I'm getting off topic a little bit, but it's kind of the same.
Okay.
The two kids from the first one are actually in the second one. They're just at the very beginning. That the second one's a horrible movie, but they're in the very beginning, and they're so much bigger. It was crazy. Right. Like
when they visited Dr. Murdoch, right?
Right. Yeah.
At his house. Yeah, I can't remember that.
Yeah, they're so big, and I'm like, oh shit! And I'm like, wait, was this a movie I haven't seen yet? And I realized it was the second one. And between the first and second one, like. They had done a cameo in that movie. It was kind of cool. I never realized, at least, because I had not seen that movie again because it was so bad. So cool. Well, thank you for that. We will definitely not go to this park because we definitely know what happens every single time dinosaurs get remade. Everyone dies. All right. Daniel actually had some nerd news too. So Daniel, this one actually is pretty big news. Daniel, take it away.
So Netflix is gonna buy the rights to stream all Sony properties. So that's including Spider-Man and all the comic book stuff from Sony that they own. I guess, you know how Sony's always been in the water with their movies?
Yeah.
They don't know what to do. They were going bankrupt at one point. So I guess Netflix is going to bite the bullet, and then they're saying that they're going to hold Disney Plus kind of rubbing in their face that has Spider-Man, they have to play ball with Netflix in a sense.
Yeah, because Disney kind of played some hard ball with Netflix when they were taking all their properties back, you know? So
So they have the little layaway with Spider-Man now.
Yeah, Netflix are charged up more of the subscription just because they're going to have more Sony movies in there, or they're going to own Sony rights?
Probably. $14.99 like HBO Max.
But it's not only like Spider-Man and all that stuff, but it's like all Sony properties. Yeah. So it's going to be a really cool selection of Netflix coming.
Yeah, Sony has a huge library of movies, so that'd be kind of cool. And Netflix they could charge more. They could, you know, the thing is like they had a lot of movies. Disney left. They had all these companies have came and decided to start their own, so they pulled a lot of their movies from Netflix. So Netflix has actually lost a lot in the last 2-3 years as well, so...
Mm-hmm.
So that's
I don't know why people do that, but I don't think everybody's gonna buy different subscriptions.
I think it's gonna get the. I think we're getting to a point where it's getting a little bit saturated. We're getting to that that point. So I actually got some gaming news I wanted to bring up.
Prepare to qualify.
All right. Diablo 2. Have you guys heard about this? They're going to be...
Yes.
It's called the Resurrection, I believe, and they're launching the alpha test this week. So
they already did.
Oh, they did.
They're doing trials by Twitter, so everyone has to like tweet something that is like Diablo worthy. Somebody like offered their child or whatever as a joke, and they gave them the alpha code. It's like a huge thing right now.
Oh, is it? All right, Derek. What would you offer to get the alpha code?
I actually love Diablo 3. It's kind of like Gauntlet. It's literally just like Gauntlet, where you see your character. Or for the people that don't know, Diablo is a Blizzard game. It's a third-person dungeon scroller. Mm-hmm. So you see your character, and all you do is just smash stuff and keep going and upgrade your armor, et cetera, et cetera. So I actually really want to play Resurrection, so I think I'd offer nothing. I think I can wait. No, fuck, no. I can wait. I'll wait on it. It's a good game, but I'll wait on it.
You wouldn't give up a nut or anything?
Nah, not for that.
All right. Well.
Well, that was unentertaining.
No, I'm just saying. I actually had the alpha code, and if you would have offered up a nut, we would have gave it to you, but too late.
I see. I figured you're trying to screw me over.
Yeah, I'm actually... you know, it's fun. I used to love that game. You know, have you guys watched Game Over? Yes. On Netflix?
Yeah.
Super sick documentary. Check it out. It's another documentary on Netflix. Off the gaming subject. Have you guys seen the one about the greatest robbery or the greatest heist about that art? Heist? Check it out. I would say with the whole bombing documentary that they had, and then the Night Stalker one, they've been really hitting these documentaries pretty hard. They have one that's about this art heist I've never heard of, and they go in and they steal about $250 million in art from this gallery in Boston, and it was on St. Patty's Day back in 2000, I believe, or no, 1990, and it's a fascinating story, like, about how they go in and do it, and, like, the suspects, and... You know, just kind of them breaking it down the way Netflix does. Now Netflix is knocking the documentaries out of the park, dude. Check it out if you haven't seen it. It's brand new and it just came out on there. So
or you can watch National Treasures.
Yeah, it's exactly. It's a National Treasure, real life, and I believe they've never found these works of art. I believe I may be wrong.
They're in the winter. They're in the Falcon and Winter Soldier. They're in the art gallery.
What a great lead in. Thank you, Daniel, for talking about the Falcon and Winter Soldier and leading us in. And let's do a quick check-in. Oscar, have you seen it?
I did.
No.
Derek?
No.
Daniel?
Yes.
Yes, okay. This week was for me,
that was a good one.
The best one so far.
And this one went dark.
It went very dark. It's really cool how dark it went. I am actually very proud of Disney for taking it this way. I'm not going to spoil a lot of it. I'm just going to say that their way that they are portraying this new Captain America, what they're doing with him, is really sick. So if you haven't seen it yet, catch up. This episode really dives into the darkness that giving someone this much power as Captain America, just the face of Captain America and some other stuff that happens in it, but it goes really dark really fast. I love Sam in this. I think he's amazing. I love the character he's playing. And Bucky is badass. You get... I don't know what the name of the women warriors in Wakanda, but they make an appearance and they kick ass. They were actually had a really quick appearance at the end of the last one, but they kick ass in this one. And it's so badass that like literally they beat the shit out of every guy in it. And it was so cool. I really enjoyed that. So this one for me is a big 10 out of 10. I enjoyed it. Action packed. Zemo's badass in it. Like it's just a fun, dark, enjoyable storyline. So, Daniel?
Yes. I love it. I like it. I love it. I'm enjoying the whole series. I know you guys said last week that you're not, like, not too impressed or whatever.
I wasn't with the last week, yeah.
Like, I agree with Derek said. It's kind of more like a Jason Bourne, kind of like that take of it. It's kind of cool because it brings down, like, them from being always a superhero wearing their stuff instead of being, like, the reality, they're not always wearing their gear every day, you know? Yeah. They probably do other stuff without the gear. That's how I see it.
Yeah.
So it's kind of cool seeing, like, the back end, and then when they do bring their gear out, it's like, oh, sick, they're bringing other stuff out.
Yeah, it was cool. This episode, they bring it out, and you get super excited, right? Like, it was weird. Mm-hmm. When you said that, I'm like, he's right. They brought out their gear, and I was like, oh, kick ass, dude. Like, yes, Falcon's got it on, dude. It's on.
Yeah, and then, like you said, like, the Captain America's, I don't know if you guys seen the comic book or not. I won't spoil it, but he becomes a different version, and then he's leading to that. So he's kind of like a bad version, like an alternate Captain America. He's getting there.
Like the opposite. Like, he's like the opposite of what Captain America entitles. Like, a good American, you know, like, willing to help others and willing to put himself in harm. And this guy's like, nah, he's all about the mission and what's better for him to complete it than actually what's the bigger picture.
Supposedly he's going to get his true comic book outfit in the show.
Oh, that'd be
and
cool.
His name in the comics is USA Agent. So it's still going to be a part of the government, but it's going to be not Captain America no more.
Well, I'm no spoilers, but after this last episode, I don't know how you can stay Captain America. It's an impossible task to actually still hold that title. You know.
Mm-hmm. So I'm pretty sure it's going to be a US Agent now. Watch.
All right. Out of 10, what would you give this episode?
I'll give it an 8.
8?
A solid 8.5.
Best one of the season or still not quite there?
It's getting there. I agree.
All right. Oscar, what would you give this episode?
I'll give it an 8.5 because, like, it went super dark at the end. That's the reason why I'm giving that 0.5 because it just went dark and this one just did not give a shit of who's watching or what America is providing. He just wants vengeance, I'll give it an 8.5.
Yeah, it was good. It was good. I really, really loved it. All right,
I'm really enjoying Bucky. I think his character is getting, like, really cool.
Bucky's great in it. Bucky's great in it because he I'm engaged in his journey. I think his journey, going from what he's been through to where he's at, his real personable character in this. So, all right. Anything else?
Nope. Go watch it.
Right, go watch it. Support it. It's amazing. And we'll be moving on and do a little bit of a back in time. I'll be back in time. Gotta get back in time. Gotta get back in time. All right. Back in 1906, the world's first animated cartoon came out. Does anyone, for 17,000 points, know the name of this cartoon?
The Minutes.
No, it's actually, I've never heard of it. It's actually really cool, though. It's all based on the humorous phases of funny faces. Humorous phases of funny faces. That was the name of the first cartoon. Obviously, we don't know because it's a freaking tongue twister to say, but they had, like, a still image of it, and it was pretty cool. It looks like it's all about, like, people creating funny faces. So that was cool. Back in 1931, the first radio broadcast of this came out. And this is actually from the movie that came out in 1982.
It's the hard knock life for us. It's the hard knock life for us. Stand up and read it. We get tricks. Stand up and says we get tricks. It's the hard knock life.
Do any of you guys know what that is from?
Annie, Austin Powers.
This first came out in 1931 on NBC Radio. So, well done, Oscar. Oscar is in the lead. All right. In 1978, this band released this song, the first single off their debut album. Now, that is by the Police. The song is called Rock Sound. Does anyone know what that song is about?
It's from Guitar Hero.
I thought it was from Good Burger.
What it's about. Does anyone know the storyline of that song?
Drugs.
No. Prostitution.
Always about drugs.
Molly.
Prostitution. Oh, Roxanne. Oh, that's right. You don't have to turn on that red light, Roxanne. You don't have to sell your body to the night.
That's right. I think he falls in love with a prostitute.
Yep, falls in love with a prostitute.
When that happens.
Yeah. Oh, man. Okay. Now, this one you should all get, but I'm not. This isn't going to be the question. This is the opening for one of the best TV shows that Fox ever came out with, and probably one of the best TV shows ever.
Love and marriage, love and marriage, go together like a horse and carriage. This I tell you, brother,
you can't have one without
the other.
All right, what?
I can't believe he said that was the best for Fox did. Come on, The Simpsons.
I've never seen The Simpsons.
No.
This was a classic, man.
Okay. No, Simpsons still going strong. They're still going, then you maybe, but
there's no way.
Like three seasons.
Whatever. Married Dog? Mary Jane has more than three seasons. What are we talking about? Did they have at least like six seasons?
How would you watch all six?
I had a complete season. I have all the complete seasons set.
Yeah, I think Oscar is kind of the biggest like married with children fan I know, because he like I think he posted it a couple times. I was like, oh shit,
Oscar, he's funny. Well, let's ask Oscar this question then. Oscar, what singer is this? Who is the singer for the opening theme of Married with Children? Do you know?
Oh, I'm not that kind of a nerd. I'm not that.
He is one of the most famous singers in the entire world.
Frank Sinatra Jr.?
Frank Sinatra.
Oh, awesome.
There you go.
Okay. This is actually one of my favorite 90s TV shows. This came out in 1990, only two seasons, but it literally took the nerd world by storm. Nerds were talking about this. No. Nerds were talking about this at school the next day because it was weird. It was crazy. It was cool.
Happy Tree Friends.
Any takers on that? Anybody have any idea?
Happy Tree Friends?
No, that's Twin Peaks, directed by David Lynch. If you've never seen Twin Peaks, I'm not sure what. One of you guys could look that up, that'd be great. But Twin Peaks, directed by David Lynch, is one of the craziest, coolest TV shows that's ever existed. And I believe they may have actually tried to reboot it at one point or two.
I think they did.
They did, right?
Yeah. I mean, the OG classic, the 90s one, is on Netflix right now.
Is it on Netflix? Oh, it's amazing. Yeah. It's an amazing show. Check it out. It's weird. It's cool. Like, it's fun. It's captivating. The season one's amazing. Season two wasn't as good, but season one was amazing. So
yeah, they did make a remake.
I think Derek answered it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it was 2017.
2017, okay. Well, I might have to check that out then, see what see how the remake was. Was it a lot of the same cast, Derek? Do you remember?
That I'm not sure of, my friend.
Oh man, this week actually back in time, we lost two amazing singers, and I didn't know what happened in this time frame. And they were two almost like for me part of that grunge era of music, and I didn't. I know one of them affected me. Really bad because I was a huge fan of this. I loved Nirvana, but not as much as the other band. I'm going to play Nirvana first. Kurt Cobain took his life this week back in 1994. That's from MTV's Unplugged, the live version. Great album. Really, really good album. I'm going to jump over one artist and come back to him, because the second musician we lost, lead singer, died in 2002. And his name was Lane Stanley. Do any of you guys know who he is?
Yes, sir.
Lane Stanley was the lead singer of Alice in Chains. They also did an MTV Unplugged, and they both of these amazing singers and artists died this same week, and it breaks my heart. But this song, I'm sure most of you know, Rooster by Alice in Chains, and both of these guys will long be remembered. Sick. I had to play that opening. That's Alice in Chains' Rooster, and that was from and Lane Stanley died back in 2002. Okay, I'm gonna jump back now to 2000, and Eminem's one of his most hated people in the world, Moby, spent 5 weeks at number one with his album Play, and spent 81 weeks on the chart. I couldn't believe when I read that. Like, I didn't know this guy spent 81 weeks on the chart. His biggest song was Southside, and it featured Gwen Stefani.
Myself in the falling home, see the light come over me. I see myself in the pouring rain. I watch hope come over me.
That's when I forgot about that song, man. I really like that song. So Moby, cool. Well done, sir. So what's next? All right, and back in 2014, I can't believe it's been so long, and I can't believe they made these movies right after the other Spider-Mans. But The Amazing Spider-Man 2 premiered, starring Andrew Garfield and Emma Stone. It's like a cool opening. I never even paid attention to that music, and that's actually a really cool opening. Horrible movie. Fuck that movie. I hate that movie, but really cool music for that movie, actually. Did you guys like The Amazing Spider-Man compared to, like, the Tobey Maguire ones?
I did not like the acting, but what I think they nailed was Spider-Man's web swinging.
Oh, yeah.
They nailed Spider-Man's web when he was doing all the tricks, and he just does the gliding down, just straight up free falling. Dude, they nailed the Spider-Man swing so good. But, like, the villain sucked. I got to give credit, though, to the web swinging.
What about you, Daniel? Did you like those?
It was entertaining. The story wasn't that great, but it was entertaining.
Yeah. And Oscar, did you see them? Did you like them?
Yeah, I like all of them. Like, they were good. I like them. Storyline were boring, but other than that, it was pretty good.
It was kind of hard, right? In my opinion, that's what she said, but... It was kind of hard to at that time to like have those movies come out so close to the other ones, because I think the other ones were still like in the back of my mind, and I really, really, especially like Spider-Man 2 and the first one, their third one not so much, but they were really good and I really enjoyed them. So this next one, and this is a big day for Daniel, everyone, a big day, because this is the first time I believe we are playing this guy's music on The Gathering. Back in 2016, this guy came out with a song. It was number one in 10 countries and actually was Spotify's most streamed song with 950 million unique streams. Now, don't forget, you can listen to The Gathering on Spotify. Little quick.
Come on, Sky, get to it.
His name is his name is Drake, and the song is One Dance.
Baby, I like your style.
Grips on your waist, front way, back way. You know that I don't play. Streets not safe, but I never run away, even when I'm away. OT, OT, there's never much love when we go OT. I pray to make it back in one piece. I pray, that's why I need a one dance. Got a Hennessy in my hand. One more time before I go. Higher powers taking a hold on me. I need a one dance. Got a Hennessy in my
hand. There you go, Daniel. Drake has made That's the podcast. Right.
Breaking records. You guys are just all haters.
We are haters. We are definitely haters. All right. Back in 2017, Guardians of the Galaxy 2 came out, premiered. And this is actually one of the funniest clips in this entire movie.
If I touch someone, I can feel their feelings.
You feel love.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah, I feel a general unselfish love for just about everybody.
No, sexual love.
No, no, I don't.
For her.
No.
She just told everyone your deepest, darkest secret.
Dude, come on. I think you're overreacting a little bit.
You must be so embarrassed. Do me, do me, do me.
That would totally be you guys. Like,
yeah, I like the part. He goes, like, nothing flies over my head. I don't catch it.
Nothing. He's actually, I think, the best part of that entire movie, because his like not having any clue to the culture or whatever, it's actually super hilarious. All right, back in 2019, Allison Mack, one of the stars of one of my favorite superhero TV shows of all time, and actually Tom Wheeling's going to be at LA Comic Con, so I'm excited to get to meet him. We're going to become good friends after that, and I'll talk about him on this podcast. But
don't say he's your friend now, okay?
Not yet. I haven't met him yet. But she pleaded guilty to sex trafficking charges. If you didn't hear about this whole Allison Mack story, go back and listen to the news. It's insane. But she was part of this sex cult called NXIVM. And she was...
I'm trying to find their websites where I can sign up. What is it? NX what?
NXIVM, Derek. NXIVM. I don't think they exist anymore. I think they got busted.
Never mind.
Darn it. All right. But it gave me an opportunity to play this song. And this is the opening to Smallville. Just that's by Remy Zero. Save Me. Yeah, love that song. Actually, that Smallville actually came out with a little with an album, like a kind of a show collection of songs, and there's some great songs on there. Lifehouse has a song called Everything on there, one of my favorite songs. Really, really good. Okay, this is The Gathering's first look into the future. Like, I'm telling you right now, I know the future. Okay, I can tell you what's going to happen on this week in 2063. Does anyone have any idea? No guesses, huh?
No.
Earth will have its first contact, okay, with the extra terrestrial species, the Vulcans, and they are from the film Star Trek.
Live long and prosper.
I'm not even kidding, dude. This is going to happen. Mark my words, 2063, we will meet the Vulcans for the first time. And that actually happens in the movie First Contact, so just so you know, okay? Then that's it for that's it for Back in Time, and let's play a little.
And ponder the question. What if?
All right, let's ponder the question, what if? And I don't have too much, too many what ifs tonight, but I do got at least one question. And if you get one text, like let's just say you're going to send this text to everybody in the world, right? Everyone's phone gets it.
Okay.
You get a 160 words. You don't have to use them all. You can even use just one word. What would you send?
I'll speak for Derek. You saying you suck?
I was going to say AIDS.
AIDS, that's it?
That's it, AIDS.
AIDS. What would you send, Oscar?
Wes.
What about you, Daniel? What would you send?
I don't even know.
I would 100% send, may the force be with you. That would be sick. Dude, everyone gets it on their phone at the same time. Like, I think that would bring the world together.
It's just might as well say, I love you. Have a great day. That's pretty much what you're saying, Sky.
No.
The force with you.
Yes. Hey,
free hugger day. Get out of here. Don't text me.
All right. Daniel, what do you think what do you think Adam would send to everybody?
Same thing.
Same thing, yeah.
May the force be with you.
Yeah.
DC rules.
Have a blessed day.
DC rules. Marvel drools.
DC videos.
Check it
follow
out.
Follow me.
All right.
Same as plug.
What about, okay, let's, what would, let's see. Let's get a good one here.
Okay. Okay.
What would Andrew send out?
Hi.
That's a
hi. Hi, watch my TV show, Stranger Things.
Nice.
No, I don't know. That's a good one. Oh.
Fuck.
Yeah, I was trying to stump you guys. Okay, Daniel, what about yours?
What?
What would you say? I love you?
Oh, I don't know. Deposit charity money to this account.
Deposit charity money to this account.
No. Get hacked by Indians.
Oh,
fun fact. Somebody stole my credit card.
Oh,
like no today, way. I saw that I got charged like $16,000.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, someone like literally stole my credit card information.
The Apple card?
No. On my second credit card, the Barclay, they stole my credit card info.
What'd you do? Oh, did you call them? And
I don't know. Yeah, I called them and they're like, you didn't buy. I'm like, no, I didn't buy a
$16 TV.
Dildo? What? Plug. I'm like, no, I didn't buy any of that. I mean, actually, the butt plug maybe, but the rest, no.
I'm still pissed.
All right.
What did they buy?
Like Steam video games and stuff. Sky, stop taking my card information.
I'm sorry. You know what? Chiller was like $700, bro. I had to do some shit.
Oh my god. Okay, I got a question for you guys. What do you guys consider yourself? Do you guys consider you guys more nerdy or geeky?
Okay, so let's define nerd first. So nerd,
I would say nerd. Geeky is more like, I say geeky is more like Adam. Geeky is more like, you know, everything top notch. Like you giggle for all the cool facts. Nerd so is like
you'll buy every lightsaber out there.
No, so like
you
that,
like just
but,
take like a deep look into things then? Like you really like do your research on certain things then?
Yeah. And nerd is more like you're into the pop culture of like you growing up with all the nerd stuff.
Okay, like mainstream.
I agree.
That's what I say.
I'm more nerdy. I would say I'm more nerdy than geeky.
I don't know about that stuff.
I like how I was so silent too. Everyone's like,
fuck you. Who's gonna tell him?
You trying to be cool right now?
Yeah, I'm trying to be. No, okay, you know what? I would take. I would take both.
Said anything.
Whatever. All right.
All right. This is where the podcast ends.
Yeah. Guys. All right, guys. Thank you for joining us this week. All right. What about Jeremy? What would Jeremy be then?
Meek.
Okay. So it's me.
I don't know that person in that yet.
Yeah, oh, dude. I mean, if he are, I mean, come on, you guys heard like how many spacks he was spilling about Star Wars when we had.
I know, but I know like Star Wars, like he knows big, but does he know other stuff?
Yeah.
So Adam knows. Adam is well rounded, and Sky's well rounded.
Okay,
so,
sir.
Yeah, so what, you just called Sky a geek again?
Yeah, I actually don't mind, but check it out. So, like, because we usually talk to Jeremy about Star Wars stuff, but Jeremy, like, you can talk, like, you, Jeremy, what year was Breakfast Club? He'll knock it out. He'll tell you, like, what year was Back to the Future? And I'm going to say it's 1985, but Jeremy would know it for sure. He could tell you how much money it made, probably how much money it made in its opening weekend. Okay,
then there you go, yeah.
He's one of you guys. There you go.
But he's very attuned to, like, movies. He has, like, all the movie facts down. Like, he knows the history of a lot of those, like, big openings and stuff like that, so. Is Oscar nerdy though? Would you say? Is he nerdy or is he?
Sorry, talking about movies, records, real quick. Sorry. Before I lose thought, Avatar won over in Avengers.
Yeah, because they re-released it.
They re-released it for like the 30th time.
Yeah, cheaters.
You know,
James Cameron.
Anyway.
Why?
Yeah, James Cameron's a cheater. Whatever. Okay. What about Oscar? What would you say? Don't let Oscar pick, but what would you say? Is Oscar a nerd or a geek, or does he like nerd things, but he's not really a nerd?
No, he's a fucking nerd. I mean, you're not here.
He's not a nerd.
I know.
He's not a nerd only to anime stuff.
Yeah, he's really, really deep nerdy into anime. I agree. What would you consider yourself, Oscar?
Nerdy.
Nerdy, okay. But he likes video games too, so he's... Like, he dips in a little bit more than anime.
But, like, who doesn't like video games? Like, most of the male and female population, like, fucking loves video games. You know, who doesn't play a video game or has played a video game?
I think if once I get you guys over here again, and Derek went out there for a second last time, but, man, playing some of those old games, like, even with the Zapper on the Nintendo, dude, it's super fun. Like, I'm a little bit... I'm a little surprised how cool it is to go back and, like, it's almost... Getting in a time machine and going back and playing these games, that's freaking cool, man.
I guess
you're putting money down.
Yeah, let's go. I'm in. I'll play some Tecmo Bowl against you guys, man. I'll do a little running with Bo Jackson.
Remember, Sky called, like, canceled us as soon as we said, oh, you guys want to bet on the Street Fighter game? He's like, no, we can't do that on the air. I'm like, oh, yeah, Sky, the ATF and the Bureau of Investigations have been listening to us. Yeah,
they totally probably are. They probably don't even. They just have algorithms that pick up the what we're saying. So, all right. Anyone got any other what ifs, or are we good for the night?
I'm good for the night.
I got one.
One more. Okay.
Quick. Alrighty. If you guys were able to mix two animals to make one, what would you guys make?
The liger.
Liger. Okay. I mean, I think that's a real animal.
All right. Let's not do that. Let's up the game a little bit.
Fine.
Okay. We all have to fight each other in an arena, all of us.
But that's like the 10th time.
No, but this is now as fighting each other in an arena. Oh, we gotta get our shit together, and we're gonna get our let's get on a nerd conference call this week and get our battle teams ready. So get your four ready, and submit them, and then we'll get going. Okay, now let's move on from that. I just had to get these guys ready because we gotta get our battles in. But let's just say we had to battle each other. Now you have to pick an animal to fight the other group.
Sure.
What do you combine yourself with to give yourself the best chance to win?
So we're combining with ourselves with an animal?
With an animal, and we got to fight each other. Now, here's the deal. Adam's in it. We got to give Adam an animal. So you're going to be half that animal.
Okay.
So Derek, you're first. What animal do you pick that will give you the best chance?
Gorilla.
Gorilla?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Man gorilla.
Oscar?
Okay. Anaconda.
An anaconda, okay. Daniel?
I want to be straight up street shark.
Street shark. Which kind of shark do you got to pick a shark?
Great white.
Great white. Okay. Nice. What about Adam? What do you give Adam?
A mouse.
A mouse.
If he's in this battle, I don't know. Do we have to play fair then, or do we give him this kill?
Nah, let's give him.
I want to win.
A camel.
A camel. Give him a camel.
I'm gonna say a coyote maybe because he's out there. Lot,
so what about coyote. A cat? Like a fox.
A, okay, fox. Bobcat. Yeah.
Nah,
fox, coyote or bobcat.
I actually think he'd be. I think he like I've seen him get mad. I think he's more like a Wolverine, dude. Like an actual.
No, he's like a little bobcat, like a little cat.
Even if it's a Wolverine, the Wolverines are so small, so it's.
Nah, dude, but you're just combining yourself. Like the Wolverine's got claws, dude. That will rip you to shreds.
Compared to the Chad gorilla, I have thumbs, bro.
Yeah, dude, but your thumbs you couldn't cut off, dude, by those razor sharp. I actually,
we're talking about the real Wolverine, right? Not the Canadian one.
I'm talking about the animal, the Wolverine. I'd actually combine myself with the grizzly bear.
Shit.
So who do? Okay, now that we've combined ourselves. Oscar, who do you think wins the whole thing, but you can't choose yourself?
You're a grizzly bear. Adam, you're a... combined with what?
We combine him with so many things. Let's combine him with the Wolverine, because that's a pretty badass badass animal.
Derek is Wolverine? I thought he was a shark.
No, I'm a
gorilla, and Daniel's a great white.
You're the man shark?
Yeah.
Honestly, I think it's gonna come down maybe to the grizzly bear and the shark.
No way.
Yeah,
sharks can't breathe on land.
Yeah, but he can breathe on land in this one.
You gotta the man shark.
The man
shark. You never seen street shark? Come on, dude.
Of course, I've seen street shark. Yeah, right, that dive under cement.
I'm gonna say grizzly. I think I'm gonna go with the grizzly.
All right, okay. Derek, who do you pick? Can't be Oscar. You were the
Snake.
Anaconda. All right. Derek, who do you pick?
I'm going to say the shark, I guess, because I street shark reference simply on that.
All right. Daniel, who do you got?
I don't know. Who? Well, you're Sky, what were you?
Grizzly. We got a grizzly, anaconda, Wolverine. Anaconda. And Derek is a...
Man ape. I think the man ape because he has thumbs.
Thank you.
I would probably pick
logic.
I would pick Derek too on this one. I'll give Derek the win. So
is it because of the thumbs? Be honest.
No, it's just because I feel bad for you sometimes. All right, everyone. Thank you for joining the gathering. We appreciate your time. We appreciate you hanging out for an hour. Don't forget a couple things. We do have our gathering merch shop open. You can go get some swag, gathering swag. We got cups, stickers, sweaters, t-shirts. I'm wearing a t-shirt right now. I got my sweater in. I'm digging it. I like it. We're going to put some more stuff up. We're actually going to have some fun with some of the gathering toys and put those on individual items soon. So, if you get an opportunity, you want to wear around one of the coolest shirts in town or impress your friends with a cool coffee mug, you know where to get that. And you can actually click the link on our Instagram, Daniel. Daniel?
You can follow us at the _ gathering_nerd. I got disconnected, sorry.
Man, we were doing so good, and then the wheels just fall the fuck off at the end. Great. That's the... _gathering_nerds.
Okay, cool. Not the period. The period. The period. The period. Nerds.
We just appreciate everyone's time. Don't forget, you can hear us on all the places you listen to podcasts: Apple, Spotify, Google, Pandora, iHeartRadio, and if you have a nerd in your life, don't forget to tell them about the gathering. We love to entertain them, her, them, whatever. Just send them on over, and we'll have some fun with them. And leave a comment on our Instagram, and we would love to read your comment on the air. So we appreciate you. Thank you. nerd out all week, and don't forget to gather on.